Well, it's a summer celebration edition of Clan Chat, all the way from Finland, Rasmus Ternan. And Rasmus, thanks for taking the time to join us on Clan Chat, but I feel bad because we're kind of interrupting the midsummer celebration there in Finland.
Yeah, no, we have a big celebration going on. Thanks for having me, by the way. But yeah, when you get older, you know, the celebration's a little bit calmer and easier. So yeah, I'm sure maybe some of the other Finns might be occupied right now or in the mix of something. But for me, this worked out good. So happy to be here.
I think we have it on good authority that one of your teammates and maybe the most interesting man in the entire EIHL, Mikaeli Teppo, is definitely not up for a Clan Chat today. He's out and reveling and enjoying the outdoors with his pals. But just tell us a little bit about this celebration and what it entails for all of you in Finland.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest celebrations, I think, for us, especially during the summertime. I think it marks it's officially the longest day of the year. So the sun stays up for the longest time. I think in northern Finland, it doesn't go down at all. In southern Finland, it might go down for like 30 minutes and then come back up. So yeah, it's just Finnish people crawling out of their homes and enjoying the sunlight. So we have really nice weather now this weekend. So looking forward to hopefully some barbecue and maybe a couple of drinks later on. So it should be fun.
Well, it sounds lovely. And it's lovely and sunny where you are. I can tell you that it's cold, rainy and damp here in Ireland. And I would venture a guess that in Glasgow, it's probably cold and wet as well. So enjoy the sunshine while you can, because when you come to these fair shores, unfortunately, you don't come here for the weather. You come for the people, the hockey and the good times. What did you know about Glasgow and the EIHL when sort of management starts to approach you and your agent about maybe making the move from the Ice Hockey League over to the Elite Ice Hockey League?
I've been to with back in the day with TPS from Finland. I'm pretty sure it was Nottingham. We played a CHL game there. I remember being, I think this was probably back in 2016, 2017, 2018, something around those times. And I just remember being pretty impressed. I think we lost there, maybe one at home, but I was impressed by the level of the hockey. And yeah, then since then, it's mostly been having former teammates maybe sign into the league, and then through that, gotten a little bit more exposure myself to the league just through maybe their social media and stuff like that. So yeah, I mean, I'm super excited for it. It was kind of an easy decision for me to join once we and got like quickly got really excited after once I kind of spoke with Zach a little bit and then reached out to Miguel Teppo, kind of asked him how he likes it there and everything else, and just like his enthusiasm towards like next season was so evident that I became very excited, and then it was a very, very easy decision for me.
Well, we're delighted to have you. I mean, you're coming off a season last year where you were lights out with Linz, and I mean, you had 5 shutouts last year, 901 save percentage. Talk about your time with the Black Wings, and you've had a really good couple of seasons there. And tell the Purple Army what kind of goaltender is coming our way in purple.
Yeah, I mean, kind of spent the last 4 years with Linz. Really enjoyed it there. It was a big part. We kind of think we went there when my daughter was a year, had just turned one. So she started kindergarten there and spent the next 4 years kind of there in kindergarten. And, you know, it became kind of a home away from home for us. Really liked the organization. I was a little bit in a rebuild phase, I want to say, when I got there. We had a lot of guys came in at the same time, and most of them stuck around for the 4 years. So it was, yeah, it was cool kind of bringing that organization from where it was to now where it's kind of like on the brink of being one of the top teams in the league every year. So it was a cool kind of thing. And kind of also leaving there, you know, you've left the place better than you found it. So in that sense, I look back on my time there with, you know, with a smile on my face, and had a good goalie coach there that I worked with, Jürgen Penker. He's Florida Panthers, European scout for goalies. So we worked together really well. So it was a good time. And also I feel like I got better as a goaltender, even at the ripe age of 35, 36, you know, you feel that you are still able to take steps and learn and stuff like that. So, and that for me keeps things interesting. And I try to have that mindset that, you know, as long as you're never ready, you kind of just keep trying to build. And yeah, what to expect from me as a goaltender? I have pretty good size. I feel like I'm technically pretty sound. In the last probably 4 or 5 years, I've tried to, you know, use that size a little bit more, not positionally, be smarter, maybe not chase pucks that much more, let the pucks come to you. I'm a pretty fiery guy on the ice, pretty very laid back otherwise, but on the ice I like to get the heart rate up and be involved as much as possible. So I think that about sums it up.
I think that'll be music to the Purple Army's ears. The fans will certainly love that. If you're intense and fired up, they certainly respond well to that in Glasgow. And certainly your experience, I know when Zach started to reach out and all that, I mean, you're looking at, I mean, you played almost 100 games in the Finnish Liga, probably more than 100 when you look at the playoffs, but 94 league games in the Finnish Liga with a 902 save percentage, 11 shutouts. You played in the AHL, the Ice Hockey League, of course, and you were an excellent goalkeeper for Merrimack in the NCAA. So you've definitely had some great experiences. And I've talked to Teppo Rautanen and even Steven Saigo about how good the Finnish League is. Do you look back at your time playing for the likes of TPS and look back at that time fondly? Because it is one of the top leagues in the world.
Yeah, I feel like that's where, you know, I kind of grew into the goalie that I was. It's a tough league to play in, especially at that time. I remember it was most other leagues in Europe, your most goalies are facing 30 shots a game or something like that, and in the Finnish league it's closer to probably 20. So it puts a different demand on the goalie, right? You're night in and night out, you're only facing 20 shots because it's so defensively organized and structured. So but then when the shots happen, it's usually a bigger mistake that happened somewhere along the road, and then the scoring chances are maybe a little bit higher end than maybe in, for example, just comparing to the ice hockey league now, where I feel like it's more of that, you know, getting pucks to the net, people to the net, and kind of, you know, more of that net front game, I guess.
That's a great point, because Juho Rautanen, Macaulay Teppo, both talked about how defensively minded the Finnish Liga was and how much they learned as defensemen, both physically and good sticks and positionally like that. So you're right, that would put a lot more pressure on any goalie in the Finnish Liga if you're only facing 20 and you've, you know, couple get behind you, you're feeling the pressure. So you've been able to play in those different styles. You played in the American Hockey League as well with Charlotte, so great experience all around. Do you know Rautanen and Rainey and Teppo, or did you just reach out to a couple of the guys and said, okay, we're all going to Glasgow together?
Well, it's actually fine. Well, Rainey, I obviously played against for a few years now. He played in the same league, so I know of him there, you know, big bodied defenseman, kind of always hoped that he would be one of my defensemen, and now I get to experience. So experience it. But yeah, and then Teppo, I mean, Miguel, we've I'm sure we've kind of we've played against each other, never really like hung out or anything like that, but he actually happens to be kind of my wife knows him from high school. They went together in high school, so it's kind of a funny coincidence. And then we have a lot of friends in common and stuff like that. So I've only heard good things, and like you said, I've heard that he is a very interesting guy. So I'm looking forward to, you know, get to know all of the guys better, but especially him.
I tell you what, you're going to, I don't know if you're a stylish guy or if you like fashion, but you're going to have to get some nice suits and some nice shoes and some nice flat caps. Macaulay Teppo is definitely the best dressed man in the Elite Ice Hockey League, not just in Glasgow, all 10 teams. So he's definitely, you're definitely going to have to up your style game.
Yeah, or maybe I let him carry that side. You know, we stick to my own lane, kind of just be wear my, you know, athletic wear, and let him do the suits and stuff like that. So we all have our strengths and weaknesses, and maybe I'll hand him that title and not even try to challenge him on that.
Yeah, it would be quite a challenge because, like I said, it's quite interesting to see him strutting in a tailored suit. I asked all the Finnish guys so far, Rautanen and Teppo. I haven't spoke with Rainey yet, but I mean, Finland had a great World Championships, didn't they? I mean, were you watching the IIHF World Championships, and certainly were you enjoying the gold medal game?
Oh yeah, I mean, I watched Finland play. You know, it's been a pleasure to watch them. I think it's there's some amazing players there, especially now that Barkov was with the team after the Olympics, and then you have these guys who, you know, they've been just a constant on the national team each year. And what they've been kind of able to do, like this generation of guys for the national team, it's been amazing to watch. And then obviously I'm always curious to see what the goalies do, and seems like it doesn't matter who's the guy that they're going with. They always seem to play well and achieve, you know, have some success. So it's cool to see.
And certainly, did you kind of watch the game against Finland and Great Britain and say, okay, well, Robert Lakovic is going to be a teammate of mine? Was that an interesting one for you to see Finland playing Great Britain?
For sure, for sure. And it's yeah, and obviously been watching like the games, the past year's games too, seeing the occasional game from Great Britain as well. And you know, it's cool to see, but you know, at the same time, it's tough to kind of compare, I guess, those, like, how wasn't really thinking about how that like implies to my own situation or stuff like that. I was more so just enjoying the good hockey and enjoying like being able to watch the game and not worry about anything else. So
One of my favorite Great Britain and Finland moments, I believe it was 3 or 4 World Championships ago, maybe longer, in Tappara at Nokia Arena, and beyond that, Košice as well. And Robert Lakovic, who will be your teammate in Glasgow this year, is about 5'10", 5'11". And I saw him in the hotel after playing in Košice against Finland. And Marco Anttila was the captain of Finland at the time, and he is 6'10". So he was a foot taller than Lakko. And I saw Lakko in the hotel lobby, and he said, "Well, I'm facing off a guy that's a foot taller than me. I thought I was facing off a guy playing in the NBA, playing basketball. He's so big and so strong and so hard to beat in the face-off." So there's nice moments like that that I look back on, and being in Tampere at Nokia Arena, Finnish hockey is just a joy to watch. And it's like you said, it doesn't matter who's in net or who is on the team, they always seem to come up with big performances. Was there a goalie that you kind of watched growing up, whether it was a Finnish goalie or an NHL goalie, that was kind of your hero and you kind of said, like, that's what I want to be like?
Yeah, there was, I guess, not like one specific guy. There was always like, I think growing up, there was Ari Sulander. He played in Zurich for quite a long time, but back when he played in the Finnish league, he was kind of a guy that I always caught my eye. Same with, like, then a little bit later on, I liked Kari Lehtonen, ended up going, was in Atlanta and then in Dallas and stuff like that. And I think, like, now out of the latest goalies, like a Tuukka Rask his style of play and everything was kind of, it was cool to watch, and just how cool of a career he had with Boston and everything else. So yeah, but nowadays, yeah, super interested in just watching kind of the guys that sign in the NHL deals and their path into the league. Some guys make it, others don't, but when you have a little bit of an understanding of how hard it actually is to make an NHL roster, it's caps off to all of those guys that are able to hang around and you know, make just like breakthrough into that league. It's cool to see.
I mean, it's interesting you mentioned Tuukka Rask. I mean, two U's, two K's, 2 points. He was unbelievable for those years in Boston. And it's interesting you mentioned him because he was a really fiery guy. I'm sure he's mellow off the ice, but I mean, he was known for breaking sticks and getting frustrated. And I know when we did your signing video, our marketing guru, Laura, cut together, there was a few moments where you were definitely fighting away from the crease, get away from my crease. So Tuukka Rask definitely was an intense guy like that, wasn't he?
Yeah, no, he was. And I think there's a fine line in, you know, some guys it works for, other guys it kind of, it distracts them from the job. Myself, it's a balance, I think, and I'm sure it was for him as well. You know, you want to be passionate, you want to be fiery, but you also, that can't, if that's something that distracts you from your job, then it's, not to say, then it's counterproductive. So then you kind of have to tone it down. But yeah, just, and there's, I feel like there's a few of those. I think about Kiprusoff too. There's instances where he used to have a little bit of bite to him and stuff like that. But yeah, just those guys, you know, you see a little bit of that personality behind the mask. And a lot of the younger guys, maybe they're so robotic, so good, and so, like, just system work and everything is so solid that sometimes you kind of want to, you know, peer under the goalie mask and see what kind of cat is personality wise the guy is. So yeah.
Well, I love that, because I agree. Sometimes when you're behind that mask, people forget that there's a personality, whether it's mellow off the ice and fiery on the ice, protecting your crease, or whether it's a young guy or an older guy. Have you looked at the Clan roster? Because a really interesting guy is going to be your battery mate. I mean, Liam Soulier is a really interesting guy. He's a really positive guy. He's always got a smile on his face, but he's also very intense on the ice. And then we've got young Daniel Norton, a young British goalie who wants to come and learn from both you and Liam. Are you excited about working with two different goalies this year? And certainly, obviously, in a new league, but working with two different goalies?
Absolutely. I'm very excited to meet both those guys, and, you know, haven't talked to Liam yet, but I'm sure we'll have plenty of time during the season. Same with Daniel. And yeah, just like I've been really blessed, I guess, in my career that I've always managed to have like a really, really good relationship with the other guy. And no matter if it's been like a straight up compete situation or if it's younger, older guy kind of preset situation or whatever. But yeah, I feel like it's so important because that group of guys, like the goalie group, it's a little bit of a team within a team kind of thing where you put so much time in together, whether it be off the ice or on the ice, kind of going through your own drills and warm-ups and stuff like that. So it's so important that group is like kind of an energy boost instead of, like, you know, I've heard stories where it's the competition goes so far that it's the relationship is more of an, you know, it sucks the energy kind of out of the goalies because it takes so much effort and stuff like that. So yeah, I'm really excited to meet both those guys, and I hope that, you know, we get along great and we have a good group and you know, learn from each other. I think that's a huge part of it too. Kind of, yeah, just have good teamwork within the group. So
well, I've been lucky enough to, well, I know Liam from last year, and I was lucky enough to talk to Daniel Norton a few weeks ago on a clan chat. All three of you, your personalities, I can tell, I think you will get along because it's a positive vibe I get off of all three. And certainly Liam Soulier is a popular teammate because of his positive outlook and the way he's always smiling, loves being at the rink. And Daniel Norton is going to be like a sponge learning from you guys. Have you kind of looked at the roster and said, oh, this is starting to get exciting now? When you see the likes of Mick Messner, Tristan Lang, and we know Devin Sidorov, the captain, is back. These are all very, very good pros. Have you looked at the roster and thought to yourself, well, the goalies is going to be fun to work with, but I'm looking forward to working with, you know, Teppo and the defenseman, but also all the nice forwards, the elite forwards that have signed back as well?
Absolutely, you know, and yeah, I think the cool part has been to see, like, you know, that D group. I mean, I think whatever league I would look at, like, I'd be excited to start working with those guys. And obviously I don't know that much about the rest of the guys, haven't met them yet, you know, but I've seen that this and what Tepp also spoke when we had our first chat, you know, he just said that the guys that are coming back are unbelievable guys, both on and off the ice. And, you know, that there's like, it was just palpable to kind of sense his excitement, and, you know, it's contagious. So yeah, for sure. I'm looking at the roster and I'm getting excited, you know, to get to work and to kind of start creating that story that, 26, 27 kind of group is going to go through and see where we end up.
We joke about it being like the big celebration over there, some midsummer and all that. But clearly, as you get into the summer, your routine will start to build out. What does the summer, what does a day look like for Rasmus Teräinen as you start to prepare for, you know, August and September? Are you back on the ice or are you in the gym? What is the training looking like over the next little while?
Yeah, so I've actually started now going on the ice a few times a week. That'll probably increase, yeah, now kind of after midsummer, probably start skating about three times a week. Just it's more so about just like getting the body accustomed to being on the ice, getting the hips and the knees and the ankles and everything like just in tune. And then building off ice, it's mainly conditioning, just, you know, build that engine underneath, you know, so you can play those back-to-back games and you know, put your best foot forward. So, and then there's obviously the gym work as well. I have a strength coach that I see twice a week that I've been working with a couple years now. And I think the biggest thing at my age, unfortunately, I'm not getting any stronger during the summer, but, you know, the stuff that I do off the ice are there to, you know, keep me healthy during the season. I've been really lucky. Now the last few years haven't had any major injuries or anything like that has taken me out for a longer period. So I think that's like the biggest thing that, you know, that's my commitment to the team, that, you know, they can, I'll be there, and if they choose to put me in, I'll always be ready to go.
That's interesting as well, because over the last 4 or 5 years, I was looking, and when I was talking with Zach and Mike Sarant and Steve Burns, so when we're all talking about these things, one thing that really steps out or jumps off the page is that, like, you've been able to play 45, 50 games, no problem between league and playoffs the last few years. So you're a guy that keeps himself in shape. You're a big guy at 6'3", but you're able to play back-to-backs and you're able to play many games in a row. And do you feel like that's a really positive to bring to the Elite League, because it is kind of that scenario where there's a lot of back-to-backs?
Yeah, and the back-to-backs, it's been a while since we've really, because in Austria too, in the ice hockey league, there's usually the game days are Friday and Sunday. So there wasn't like really back-to-backs that often. So I'm looking forward to getting back to that, those type of games again. I remember in Liga they used to be back-to-backs, but now for a few years it's been a little bit more spread out. But yeah, and you know, that's going to be a challenge for me too, getting back used to those, kind of finding the best way of recovering between games, and both like physically and also mentally, it's a little bit quicker of a turnaround. So how quickly you kind of analyze the game and then put it behind you and start preparing for the next one. So yeah, I think all in all, you know, I'm very excited about Glasgow, about the league, and also excited about like this new challenge. Obviously being on the same team for the past 4 years, you know, you tend to get a little bit comfortable and stuff like that. So it's cool to kind of put yourself in a new situation, get to know new guys, and see, just kind of get out of your comfort zone a little bit and enjoy it. So.
Well, Rasmus Teräinen, thank you for taking the time to join us here on Clan Chat. You've interrupted the midsummer celebrations to join us, so the commitment is obvious. I think we'll both have to get off this call and send Mikaeli Teppo a text and make sure he's okay wherever he is celebrating midsummer right now. We know he'll wherever he is.
Yeah, if he has cell service, we can try to reach him and see if everything's good. So.
Rasmus, an absolute delight to finally get you on screen here, but I'm really looking forward to meeting you in person come August, September, that time when we're all together and we're ready for the 26-27 season. So enjoy the rest of your season, enjoy the family time, be safe, be well, and have a great time at midsummer there, and we'll see you real soon, buddy.
Thanks, Murph. It was a pleasure being on, and yeah, excited for August.